not like leisure as in, you know, coloring books even, because at least you're still doing something, you're completing something, or you're making music. Like, it is something away from your work and other duties to relax, but you're still creating a product and physically doing something. So it's still okay and deemed okay. But if you just tell someone, oh, I just sat and stared and laid on the floor for an hour, they're going to be like, oh, you just kind of, they're probably thinking you think you seem lazy.
Yeah, like wasting time.
Yeah.
I feel like is a huge created issue of this, like, wasting time.
I hate
concept.
That
and like, what does that even mean, to waste time? Like, what is not a waste of time?
Life is waste of time. We are wasting time at any moment in time. Like, there is not a time when we're not wasting time. We're here to waste time.
Yeah, we're literally just put here to spend time, do stuff with our time. Like, every moment that passes by. Yeah, there are definitely some things. Like, I do think doom scrolling is a waste of time, though. But just existing, that's what we've been put on this earth to do. So, and that's what we're doing.
I would argue even doom scrolling isn't even a waste of time.
No?
This is kind of going more into, like, a nihilistic view, though. It's like nothing
nihilism.
Nothing matters, you know,
or like everything we do maybe isn't a waste of time because it's our time and that's what we do with it.
Well, that's pretty scary then. Every moment is extremely
yeah,
important.
That's terrifying. And I do think like that, though. Like, you wake up in the morning and it's like, my day has started, I must like capitalize and make the most of it. But that's also kind of a toxic mindset.
I had that period where it was like, okay, setting three, I have to set one timer, immediately get up, drink a glass of water, immediately brush my teeth, no phone, nothing. It was just unenjoyable.
I feel like that was recently, because I
was it?
You'd be studying and you'd be like, it's time for my 5-minute bathroom break.
Okay, I might have done that with my studying schedule. Obviously, my mental health tanked during this time. I guess it's just something we have to do in some cases, that, you know, to get certain places and things, you have to do this. But I think there's to a point where this also goes to another topic where especially young people are trying to optimize their lives. I think that completely is the opposite idea of this whole leisure topic, is this whole rise in self-optimization, you know, like
looks maxing.
Yeah, I was just reading an article this day today about how especially young men are trying to optimize themselves, and they have these fancy health watches, and, you know, even drinking some alcohol, it'll spike your blood pressure, you know, change something about your body, and they're all freaked out. They're like, oh no, all my numbers, they're all off.
Yes, it's because capitalism has gone so far that we see ourselves as commodities. Like, like we are the objects in a way that we need to improve and constantly improve too. Like, there's never an end point when you're finally satisfied with yourself.
Mm-hmm. So they have no leisure time, absolutely no leisure time, because all they're thinking is, how do I become better? How do I optimize every single section of my life? Which sounds again like stoicism, in a sense, which maybe we'll take a little bash on sometimes, because I think to a certain degree shouldn't be following it that extremely, but then again, separate topic.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to anyone with like a hustler mindset, they're like, oh, no rest, never, like, I'm constantly on my grind, and they think it's, you know, actually a bad thing, or it's lazy, or like, it's very also kind of an individualistic mindset as well. But anyways, I want to tie this overall conversation about like leisure and everything, and tie it to the fear of boredom that we have, because I feel like part of the reason why less and less people, there's lots of other reasons that we'll get into, but like part of the reason that people are engaging in less and less leisure time is that people are just really scared of being bored and doing nothing. And I think I am as well, because here are my reasons. I think social media further pushes this like capitalist need to be constantly doing or achieving, and it achieves that through comparison. So like, you're constantly on social media, you see what other people are doing. There, no one's really posting on social media like, oh, I'm so bored all day, all the time, like, what do I do? No, they're like, this is my 10-step plan to achieve this or this. And I think a lot of guilt can come out of like comparison, and then you feel guilt about having leisure time or resting. And then actually, when you're experiencing just rest, you can get bored. But the thing is, boredom is a very valuable emotion that I think a lot of us need to experience more, myself included. Like, I cannot let myself be bored. But I remember as a child, you hang out with your friend, you're both really bored. You're like, what do we do? And like the things that I would end up doing would be like, okay, let's make some comics, let's choreograph a dance routine, let's make a music video. And then now when I'm bored, instant habit is just doom scrolling, watching YouTube, like at the best, read a book, maybe write like something, but it's not, you don't have enough time to just sit with it and think about something new that you want to do, because you constantly just feel like you need to be on the go and doing something, and that boredom is kind of an enemy. So yeah,
boredom is tricky. I think just the fact that now people are able to make money off distracting us, I think will shatter society, is my theory.
It already has,
but
I agree, though,
to a point where at this point, you know, the things we can get places we want, where we want to go in life, because we focus our attention on it. And, you know, we focus on our attention on something and we can achieve that goal. But if our attention is always fragmented and we're always absorbed by something else, you know, on our phone, even just in with any kind of entertainment, which, you know, is hard to not do, but like movies and books and music, they're all just forms of other people's thoughts that are put into your head and take away from the time that you can think about your life and you can think about what your perspective is. And I think that's just an issue that is now continuing even more, because now instead of listening to, you know, like a 5-minute song, we're now watching 10-second clips that someone else made into short form clips. And that's going to have very negative implications, as we all obviously know, which we can't really research or have enough research on yet. But I've been trying to go less. I've been doing like a mini experiment by accident, where I've just started eating my meals without any distractions. So I'm just sitting there eating my meal. And I've actually found that that's led me to do other things in life a lot easier now, such as now I can go on walks without music.
I've been trying to do that a little more too.
Because then you can actually think, like, and it's honestly, I think the fear of boredom is just the biggest blocker, because then once you're actually quote unquote bored, you end up just thinking about things that are mentally stimulating or
like things you need to think about too, that you've been repressing or wanting to avoid. Like you need to go through them to actually, obviously it's cliche, but like to actually get through them.
Exactly. So I think that's honestly the key to everything. That is the key. It's just start becoming more bored. Obviously it's been thrown at our faces. Yeah, we are preaching, but I think it's the small little steps, because I personally did not expect me just having my meals without, like, I just tried one meal without my phone, and suddenly, like, the rest of my life, I've been sitting on the bus without anything. I'm just sitting there and going for walks. So it's just more gradual, but it's hard. It's difficult. And I mean, that's the essence of leisure as well, which is, you know, this, I think we just negatively label it as boredom, but it's more like just leisure, which Pieper explains that, you know, it's the time when we are open to thinking about these deeper meanings, which honestly is the equivalent. So boredom is just a bad name for saying leisure.
And also, just to add, is that it also really reminds me of mindfulness, just the way that leisure is defined, like when we are open to this deeper meaning. And I think when we are bored and when we are doing these actions that are trying to stop us from being distracted or stimulated by something else, like going on walks, or I try not to like bring my phone sometimes with me when I go outside and do something, and like that just makes you feel so much more grounded and present in the moment when you don't have those distractions. And I think all of those things can be tied together.
Oh, definitely. Do you feel rested though?
Do I feel rested?
Yes. Like, how rested do you feel right now?
Today, I do not feel that rested.
Me neither.
But I think more like the question that you're trying to get at is like, when do we prioritize rest, right? Like,
yeah. Or if you are.
Or if I am. Because I will specifically try to be rested when I have something coming up, or like when I know I'm going to have a busy week, or like when I know I need to be productive at work. But I do sleep quite a lot, I would say. I try to get my sleep in. I do prioritize it. How about you, DJ Coco?
I feel like no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no for this one. I feel like just growing up as well, being, you know, obviously like this subset of girls, which a big chunk of us, especially just in university, of girls who've been told like, oh, high achiever, this label where you're always trying your best and perfectionism and everything. And that just comes from a lot of perfectionist anxiety where you're at any moment in time, I'm always thinking, you know, what could I be doing with my time? What could I be doing more? Why am I not doing this? I could be doing this because then it leads to this, then it leads to this. And so it's just that constant thought of I should be doing more right this second.
Yeah.
And it's been very difficult, especially lately, to be trying to get away from these feelings, which I've been doing more, you know, cosmic insignificance kind of therapy on myself, where I'm like, none of this really mattered, you know. I do think that anything I do on a grand scale of things is not gonna be impactful whatsoever.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very,
that is a way to like,
yeah, it works for me, I guess. Yeah. So now I've just been trying, even though I know I have extra time now from less classes, to be getting ahead. You know, I could be prepping for my research or prepping for this or that, but I've been just trying to take a step back and slow down, have some extra rest, scroll on my phone, actually extra long. I'm trying to be okay with scrolling more on my phone instead of putting a time limit and allotting myself certain times of the day to do it. Mm-hmm. And just being able to do, just lie on the couch, for example, for an hour, doing nothing.
Yeah, that feels nice, a little lay down on the couch.
Mm-hmm. And not even sleeping, just
yeah,
lying there.
Maybe closing your eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think those are things where it's hard. And it's also a privilege as well, which we want to get into, of just this whole idea of leisure time and rest, which always has to be addressed. Because as Pieper puts it in his novel, he addresses this concern too, that rest is seen as a sign of privilege to the egalitarian. So like to be seen as all people are equal, that, you know, there's some people who will never have rest at all whatsoever. They don't even have the chance. They are working in factories, and there's people who work as, you know, housemaids all day long, so they never get to properly rest at all. So essentially that this leisure is enjoyed by few by the expense of many people.
Mm-hmm. And just going off of the kinds of jobs like housemaids or working in a factory, is that I wrote a little note that those who work to serve others, which are especially often like low paying jobs, which means you do need to work more to be able to afford to live, they're especially not afforded the luxury of rest, which is what DJ Coco was saying as well. And something that might have changed since Pieper wrote his novel, I think it was in 1948, yeah, published 1948, is that I do feel like capitalism has gotten so much more intense since then that most of people in society actually cannot rest or have any participation in leisure. And even so, like, yeah, leisure might only be afforded to like the bourgeoisie, but even the ultra rich, in my opinion, do have this performance of leisure where maybe they're taking a little cruise or a yacht once in a while, playing golf or something. But those super hyper rich people don't have this rest and relaxation mindset. Like, they have this constant hustle, constant capitalization and commodification of everything.
Yeah.
So
Elon Musk.
Yeah, that's who I was kind of thinking of. Like, they're trying to make more and more. It's never enough.
I've seen interviews with him, and he just looks burnt out. Like, he's mentioned that.
He's got to take a rest. I feel like everyone would benefit from him just taking a little sabbatical or something.
Yeah, because then once you have that much money, then you'd always think, isn't that the goal? Of everyone wants to make money to eventually rest. But then they make the money, and they still don't rest. Mm-hmm. So what?
That's the trap.
What are we working?
The trap.
What are we working towards? Mm-hmm.
Literally.
And just a stat to back this up, too. Right now, nearly one-third of Canadians have a side hustle, and nearly half from 25 to 44 years old are considering a secondary income stream. So increasingly, we are all not able to rest because we can't even afford to just live off one job anymore. Mm-hmm. Back in the 20th century, one job could have been fine, but now you need to have multiple income streams, hustle plans. You got to think for the future at any point in time. Job could be taken over AI,
and even that doesn't really save you, to be honest.
No,
like, you're still not able to live your life as you should be. You're still kind of a slave to the system. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So that kind of brings us into more the modern world, because obviously right now, I don't know why I keep saying obviously.
Duh.
Okay. I'm going to stop saying that. I did it again. Okay. So Pieper wrote this and his book was published in 1948. And so modern society, we are pretty different. Not too much different, but we've sped up things a lot. We've had things that have been invented that are much different than back then. And so I think the first question that I was thinking is that we have created so much modern technology to make our lives easier, but why don't we have even more time to rest? Why do I feel like we're going faster?
This is such a good question, too. When I saw this written, I was like, this is such a good question to talk about.
So,
because, like, yeah, get into it.
Yeah, I don't have the solution. There may be lots of theories out there, but for a comparison, that in the 21st century right now, we have the internet. So university students, we can now look up answers instead of poring through textbooks late at night, and we don't have typewriters, so we can just use our computers and submit things. And then just for the workplace as well, we have Zoom calls, for example, and online meetings, so you don't have to rush into traffic, you don't even have to get changed, and you can meet with anyone at any time. And then last, ChatGPT, which has been taking over the world, now it's made everyone have less time. You don't have to think about writing out your emails. You can summarize your meetings. You don't even have to mentally be there. You can just summarize it in a voice or note after. And even just with an example with my mom, that we're trying to set up some deck furniture and we were stuck on something, and she just ChatGPT'd it and we fixed it. So wild. It's not even like we have to pour through the internet, which was already a fast mean of getting knowledge, and now we can just use one question to make it even faster. So why have we've been moving so much faster, yet we have less time for leisure more than ever?
It does really sound like a paradox. And the first thing that popped into my head was just this idea of, I don't think I can swear on air, but like BS jobs, right? Like, they're just like bull. And this means meaningless, unnecessary work that doesn't contribute much to society. So maybe like managers whose main job it is to assign work for others or assistants, and it's just working for the sake of working. Like, you clock in, serve your 8 hours a day, maybe you do like 2 hours of efficient work, and then you're just kind of wasting time the rest of it. And I know this is pretty common in like white collar work, and yeah, there's not really a reason for so many jobs other than you're in a giant company that's competing with other companies to make the most revenue possible and not really contributing anything of meaning or value to society, at least in my opinion, that gives society meaning or value.
I would agree, but I would also disagree that managers would be needed to organize companies and organize people to do things, or else it might be chaotic. But I feel like also the majority of their job could also, and also is, just trying to look productive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like they're running around, you know, having lunch meetings and typing aggressively on their computer, but it's just all to look like they're busy, which is that whole other concept of just people trying to look productive at work. But I do think there's also other jobs too that don't want to bash too hard, but social media influencers, for example, like, we are not mm-hmm. contributing anything. We're probably contributing and taking away things. And, you know, things with cosmetic surgery. But then again, these are, these can be debated.
And also, honestly, just the whole clothing production line, kind yeah. of, like, the fact that we have enough already and we waste so much, this is kind of BS, right? Like, we don't actually
need more
clothes, but they keep being produced, and somehow someone at the top keeps making some money from that.
It could be argued for creativity, though. You know, art. Fashion is art.
But, like, H&M or something, Zara, yeah, like, they're okay, not the- doing it for creativity. They're doing it, like, I'm talking about, like, mass production scale.
It's working.
It is working, and I think a lot of these giant industries, so many jobs are created out of them, but we don't actually need them. But because of the system that we live in, it kind of helps maintain it. So
I think another point as well, or theory, I guess, for that, is that the value of our time has gone down. I'm not sure how to exactly phrase this, but right now we have inflation. Everything is much more expensive. Food is expensive. Oh my gosh, going to a grocery store, I can't even believe the prices, as everyone else. And, you know, gas is expensive. Houses are crazy expensive. And maybe this is because it is easier to get our work done. So my argument is that now, for example, with ChatGPT, people are able to ChatGPT any question. You know, you don't even need to ask a specialist, for example, someone in trades, to do this kind of work, because you can just ask it or take a picture of it. Regardless of all the ethical problems with it, it can still do the work of translating knowledge, which is a whole chunk of jobs out there which are designed to translate knowledge, like teachers translate knowledge, you know, healthcare workers translate knowledge. And so chat just takes that entire group of people and devalues the amount of time and work that you've got to building your skill set for that. And maybe that could contribute. So that means that time itself, and also all this looking busy thing at work, has devalued how much we can make. And so then we have less time to do the things that we want.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps that is a part of it, but I'm also thinking, like, this trend of having less time, I've seen a lot of graphs in a few of my courses about how it's just been a continuous trend since the 90s that we've been spending less and less time with the important people in our lives as well, and more time working, or I'm not even sure what else. What are we doing? Like, what's happening? Because it was one specific graph that I want to mention is that people spending time with their partners, like their spouses, which was on, like, just a steady, steady decline. Like, they would used to be, like, going out to dinners with their other friends, or, you know, going on date nights more. And I guess part of that is definitely how expensive everything is. But another part of it is kind of this mystery. I'm sure there's lots of different reasons. Like, we do waste a lot of time, in my opinion, because we go on our phones a lot too, and maybe we're doing that a little bit more than usual. But I guess ultimately, in my mind, like, we're still working really hard to serve this kind of endless demand to keep making more money and keep serving. Like, it just feels like this empty mouth. Like, no matter how much you give it, you still need to make more and more money. And that's, like, you know, people at the top are kind of demanding that of us too. And I'm not, like, I feel like that's gone worse over time, but I'm I think it needs a bit more of like an economic analysis to really understand how we've gone to this point. But there is definitely a bit of sociology involved as well. Not a bit, but like a lot.
I would guess technology too, just modern, just how much technology has grown over the past couple or past decades at this speed and this rate, because then we have more time to get sucked into a world that is not our world. So we're essentially just becoming like the book Ready Player One, where everything we just do is for the virtual world. And it feels like that now too, because, you know, now instead of I'm gonna sound so young, MP3 players or like Walkman. We've gone from those to, you know, Apple Music and ways to keep you more engaged with the online world. So it makes actual human connection less appealing in a way.
Maybe, yeah. It is very isolating, I think, too. Yeah, because human connection is just super low right now in general.
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
It is bad.
But yeah, for this, it's just a hard question. Like, why hasn't technology given us more time to rest? Because I do think it is true that we have, life just feels so much faster. It doesn't actually feel like, oh, because we have a dishwasher, I've just saved hours. And I guess for some people, that does save a lot of time. Like, I think that was a big revolution when dishwashers were introduced for housewives, right? Like, okay, I don't have to spend as much time doing this and like vacuum cleaners. But it's almost like as soon as we got rid of these kind of domestic labor tasks, or not got rid of, but minimize them a bit more, oh, now women are like entering the workforce and now they need to work a job as well. So it's like where time was saved in one area, it was also gained in another. So I think it kind of maybe frees people up to work more. That might be a theory that's in development right now.
Just to constantly replace whatever leisure that you were supposed to have with something else that you're supposed to be doing and look more productive and efficient. Capitalism.
That's the answer.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyways. I'd say that's the wrap up for our topic.
Yes, definitely. Agree.
Yeah. Because we are also
running out of time. As always.
I wonder if we have time for one more song.
I think so.
Okay. We'll do one more song. This one is called So Tired by Britty, which I think we've been feeling and on par with the topic. So I think next up we have open mic, Lynn's open mic. And then at 8 p.m. we have Vancouver with our music coordinator, Connor. So stay tuned for those.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week.